We are in the live room here on KEXP 90.3 FM with Art Deco from the Gulf Islands of British Columbia. So excited to have them here. They just released an amazing debut album, Trespasser, out on Paperbag Records. And here you might have some songs for us.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
listening to Art Deco live in KEXP on the midday show. Oh my gosh, this is so great. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, well, thanks for having us. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
First-time studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'm in love with his debut, Trespasser. It just dropped in October out on Paperbag Records now. They're going to be touring in Victoria and Vancouver. Catch them November 10th at Lucky Bar, November 16th at Biltmore Cabaret. And yeah, this debut, like, I read that in the recent past, you moved to the Gulf Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, take me to the island. Take me to where you made this record.
Well, if you look at the map, first of all, I feel like the Pacific Northwest, whether you're in Washington or BC, it's all in the same, you know, it's orcas, it's gray mist, it's trees, it's bald eagles. And the San Juan Islands, I mean, if you just cross the 49th parallel, you're in the Gulf Islands. So it's the same kind of idea. It's interesting communities of, like, I don't know, hippies and draft dodgers from the Vietnam War and artists and billionaires that own super yachts. It's just this eclectic mix where you can just, you know, duck in and live anonymously. And that's what I've chosen to do in the last 4 or 5 years while I've been just kind of recalibrating, and this music just started to flow out of me and I had to capture it and release it.
Yeah. What about the isolation that helps you with your progress, with your work?
I think I create best in a vacuum, to be honest. It's not like removing me from the distractions of a city is great to just get me focused. And when I wrote Trespasser, it was a really cold winter. There was a lot of power outages. It was my wood stove, my record collection. And I don't know, I just kind of was able to channel some sort of feeling of isolation and tell stories through that lens, you know? And I guess you can say it's a record collector's record, because if you go through my vinyl, you'll hear every reference musically and sonically on Trespasser, like, pretty on the sleeve, so.
What are some of your favorite references?
Well, the obvious ones would be, you know, late 70s era Bowie. I love the Berlin Trilogy and the stuff that he did with Iggy Pop and Tony Visconti. And then, you know, I started digging into what influences they kind of dug into, which was like Epsilon and Malaysian Pale, Edgar Froese, Tangerine Dream, kind of all these synthesizer pioneers, you know? But it's as much that as it is, I mean, as you would know, like a Deer Hunter. There's some Sonic Youth in there for sure, and just a mix of like 80s and 90s. It's just a total bric-a-brac of all these different things just thrown into a blender. Slap Art Deco on it, call it a day.
It's a great smoothie. I love it.
Yeah, Sonic smoothie.
Sonic smoothie. Yeah. That's
no
awesome.
No straw. Save the whales.
Awesome. And then I feel like with Art Deco, it's kind of like, would you say it's a character that you had in mind, or how was Art Deco born?
Well, I'm a bit of a dandy in real life. Anybody that knows me, I like to dress. And I was looking at the live representation, Jamil on bass and Adam, they play in a band called Actors. And Dave has been my lead guitar player for the last couple of years. So like collectively, I was like, you know, do we just want to step into this as ourselves, or do we want to like dress up? I loved how Interpol broke out on the scene years ago and they were all in like suits and stuff. And just from the neck up, I felt like I wanted to just strip the masculinity out of this. So, you know, everybody kept calling it glam, but I mean, I've never worn like feather boas on stage. And, you know, I think it's kind of a more like an Emo Phillips meets Carol Pope kind of thing, or like a early Bauhaus look. So it's a total collage of different aesthetics. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to make it less masculine and mess, you know, we're four white dudes in a band playing guitar music. I wanted to kind of, you know, maybe not contribute to the problem that's already afflicting pop rock music as it is, you know?
Yeah, and what's important about unmasking that masculinity in rock?
I think it makes it more inviting and open. You know, if you look at the early 80s with like MTV and everybody listened with their eyes, you know, you would put on like, you know, like a Cure song or a Smith song, or like even Prince was like very flamboyant with his aesthetic, but there's something sexy oddly about it. And I think that visually, rock and roll, you know, the air quotes, the rock is dead kind of theme, or the tropes that keep getting tossed around in the media. It's like, well, why can't we go back to that era where it was a little bit, like awesome and sensational, and a little bit just where like, let your freak flag fly. Say that 10 times fast. And just kind of like really just, you know, embody that spirit a little bit more. So that, I guess this is just my attempt at that.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, I used to watch MTV at like 3 a.m. and like be like, oh my gosh, Bjork. Oh my gosh, Susie and the Banshees. I just want that expressiveness, and I really feel that within this record.
Cool.
I think it's amazing that you've accomplished this. Also, I just want to quickly, I know no one can see, but Art is wearing the most fantastic red boots, and we decided to match today, and we just didn't know it.
No.
So props to your red boots.
High five.
High five across the room. And I, yeah, and I'm also, do you have plans to come to America to tour?
Absolutely. I grew up in Victoria, BC, and when I'm a little long in the tooth now, this is going to age me, but I was going to wear a more like sheer top tonight, but it was expose my super cool Pearl Jam tattoo that I got when I was 18 on my shoulder. I'm not joking.
You're so Seattle.
Seattle. Like, so I kind of grew up on a really thick diet of Seattle music, and just coming here, I've just been like awestruck at like, wow, I can't believe I'm at KEXP. So yeah, we'll definitely be routing down here in the new year sometime. So keep an eye on the Facebook and stuff.
Fantastic. And also keep an eye on their BC dates. You can catch them Saturday, November 10th at Lucky Bar in Victoria, and Friday, November 16th for Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver. Worth the trek, I would say, to cross the border and see some great music. And also, you have a couple more songs for us?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's Art Deco Live on KEXP, where the music matters.
Collapsing to you.
You're listening to Mary from the debut album Trespasser. It's Art Deco live on the Midday Show here at KEXP. Really thrilled to have them here in studio with us.
Oh,
Art Deco live on the Midday Show here at KEXP 90.3 FM. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks, Abby. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Debut album, Trespasser, is out now via Paperbag Records, and you can catch them in Canada November 10th in Victoria, BC at Lucky Bar, November 16th at Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver. And I just want to say a huge thank you to the staff and volunteers here at KEXP who make these amazing sessions possible. And hello to everyone in the public viewing gallery. Great to have you here on KEXP, where the music matters.